Jake Weimer, career best second overall on the day here at Lakewood, Colorado. 2-4 finishes, and pretty good day, although maybe you're a little bummed about the second moto?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but it was just – I mean, I'm happy for sure because how could you not be happy with, you know, first – especially considering the way things were going last year for me. So it's been steady progress for a while, and as long as I'm making progress, then I can't really complain, and I'm happy. So this week was a little bit rough for me. Oh, dude, no way.
All right.
This week was actually a little bit rough for me. I took two pretty good spills on Tuesday.
Seen Cirillo pressuring you?
No. I was in California. It was the weirdest thing, too. Like, I hadn't really, like, had any big ones in a while, and I knocked out, like, two in one day. That didn't really bug me today, but through the week, it was a little bit bothersome. And then I came in with a little bit, I guess, like, a little bit sick, and I didn't say anything to Eldon because I didn't want him to get pissed at me.
Right.
But that, obviously, with the elevation, was – made it a little bit tougher, but
some second motor you were feeling that, you think?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was trying to make a move on short, and he was riding good, and it was so ruddy that I just didn't know what to do. Like I couldn't find anywhere to make it stick, and so yeah, at that point then I made a mistake and Brock got by me, and that it was all I could do.
Did you kind of have the overall worked out in your head at that point?
I didn't have it worked out in my head, but obviously I knew that Metcalf had got third in the Metcalf got third in the first moto, and I believe Short got fifth, and then I knew Brock DNF'd the first moto, so I didn't know for sure, but yeah, that was it.
What about this place? Is it maybe just suit you a little bit? You did win your first overall 250 here, and you know, obviously today again first. Is it the track at all?
No, honestly, I don't really like this place, to be 100% honest with you. Like, I don't dislike it, but the track to me is not the greatest. Just, I don't know why, but it's just weird. And I don't think it really has any. I mean, last year, dude, I had to have crashed at least 38 times here last year. Like, I struggled. So, I don't think it's the track.
You got to be pumped on the way your season's going so far. It's been pretty good. Like, Texas, we saw you on a box, and then a come from behind ride, and Hangtown was good. So you got to be pumped.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Make your second in the points.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. So, I mean, I'm happy, like I said, especially for the way things went last year. And, I mean, I was trying hard last year, and it just, I couldn't. I didn't feel like I was ever getting any better. And I feel like the last, you know, basically since we started testing outdoors, it was going pretty well. And we started racing, and I feel like I'm continuing to make some progress. I don't feel stale. I feel like I'm still in it, and I'm still getting better, which that's always a good sign.
Now, your regular mechanic, Dana Wiggins, is having a baby, so he's not here. Mike Williamson's here, and I've already heard about it, taking you to your best overall finish. He's going to be, like RV, insufferable.
Well, Dana's not having a baby. His wife's having a baby. But, yeah, I'm bummed that Wiggs ain't here with me. But, I guess you do what you got to do. I told him, I said, dude, you're going to miss the first outdoor podium. He's like, no, I'm not. You can't. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. So
I'm not going to hang back.
I mean, I figured it was going to happen. So, but thankfully, I mean, maybe to you it sounds stupid, but it's nice to be on a team where there's enough good, solid personnel that you don't really have to worry. Like, I mean, today was just no problem, and I was totally taken care of. And
why would that sound stupid to me?
Well, I mean, because you know you've been on a top-level team before that, I mean – There's people that are more than capable of stepping in, and even if that's not your everyday guy,
right.
He knows you, and he's been around you, and he knows what makes you tick and whatever. I mean, awkward or weird because,
I was one of the guys that couldn't step, like, they didn't want to step in, you know what I mean? But Yeah.
You know.
All right. Thanks, man. Good ride today, and good job.
Thank you.